Have you ever wondered what it really takes to rise to the next level in life? In a world constantly striving for recognition, where the climb to the top often feels like an endless race, the idea of promotion can seem entirely dependent on human effort and earthly connections. But what if there's a different path to elevation? You see, the Bible reveals a divine truth. God is the ultimate promoter. And to understand promotion in life as God sees it is to recognize that it is not earned, manipulated, or granted by human hand, but gifted by the Sovereign Lord. In today's message titled Positioned for Promotion, evangelist Paul Acqua explores a powerful, often overlooked truth from the very heart of Scripture. A truth that challenges our conventional understanding of success and invites us into a deeper relationship with the ultimate source of all authority.
For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. That's recorded in Psalms chapter 75, verses 6 and 7. The passage is telling us that promotion will not come from the east or the west or the south. It comes from God. So my friend, as a child of God, you mustn't seek the favor of powerful people in an attempt to selfishly advance your own career or position. You see, children of God, we're not supposed to do that. We need to understand that true advancement and position do not originate from human efforts or earthly powers. Not at all. But are determined by God. He is the one who promotes. No matter how powerful or influential one might be, or from where their influence may seem to originate, ultimately promotion and authority rests with God. I can tell you that from the passage we just read. He has the authority to humble those who are arrogant and to promote the humble. You see, all authority, promotion, and advancement are ultimately from God. In the verse 7, it says, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. Hallelujah. So we are to work as to the Lord and not to men, and leave the outcome of our lives in His hands. God will reward and promote you, I tell you. Bible says in Colossians 3 verse 23 that whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. You see, the word heartily here means that from the heart. The New International Reader Version translates this verse as work at everything you do with all your heart. Work as if you were working for the Lord, not for human masters. God is looking for people, I'm telling you. He's looking for people who are like that He can promote them, you see. Let me read you another passage from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 5 to 8. And it says it this way, employees, be obedient to them that are your employers, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart with good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall be received of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. So my friend, this text of scripture is encouraging employees to approach their work with respect, with sincerity, and a heart dedicated to serving God through their labor, just as they would serve Christ, you see? And that's how promotion comes. So let's relate this to your workplace as a person. I'm not putting anybody down. We are all learning. So let's relate it to your workplace. Let me ask you a few questions. Do you take long breaks than expected of you? You know how to answer that question. Do you go to work late? Do you leave earlier than required? Do you take things from your workplace? Sometimes people think they're working in a big organization. They can take things. Just they think no one will notice or it's not going to affect the organization or company. But that's not right. Employees are to serve their employers genuinely from the heart, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. And that's how promotion will come to you. I'm telling you, that's the way you are promoted. God sees in the secret. It does not matter whether your manager is watching you or not. God knows everything. So you should not only do what's right or expected. When our supervisors or managers or our bosses are watching, but also do just as well when no one is watching. You know, failure to do so means we are man pleasers. We are just pleasing our supervisors. When they are watching, they are coming, they are looking, then we pretend as if we are working all the time. Our work should be unto Christ and not unto man. Hallelujah. So we need to understand the importance of working diligently and with integrity, not just for the approval of employers, but as an act of worship and obedience to God, with the understanding that God will reward our efforts and promote us. Take that note, and I tell you, promotion is coming your way. Hallelujah. So those who have two standards, there are people, they've got two standards or two speeds of work. One for when they are being watched and one for other times when no one is looking. And those people are liars and thieves. I'm sorry to say, they are stealing from their employers and intentionally giving a false impression because they pretend they work hard only when someone is watching. And that shouldn't be the case. This is not somebody with a spirit of excellence. And I'm telling you, this is one of the very reasons that you aren't being promoted. Because going back again to Psalm 75, promotion doesn't just come from your employer. It comes from the Lord. God is the one that puts up one and sets down another. Hallelujah. So if you want to be promoted, you can be promoted depending on your attitude. Do you have excellent spirit? Are you working sincerely? Are you working genuinely at where you are right now? So serve with sincerity and wholehearted dedication, avoiding mere outward show or eye service. You see, eye service, that's what people do. They only please people because they will only work hard when they are being watched or being looked at. So they are just pleasing others. Give your employer your very best work, my friend. Don't just work hard when he or she is around, but do your work as unto Christ. That's what we have been reading about. The ultimate motivation for this wholehearted dedication is to honor God. That's the motivation. You are doing it to honor God. You are performing your duties as if serving Christ directly. I'm telling you, if you will do that, God is looking for such people to promote them. I'm sure you are one of them, just on the line of promotion right now. So remember, whatever good thing you do, God will repay you. He will promote you. And employers, treat your employees right. Very important. For we all have the same master in heaven, and there is no partiality with him, you know. We are all serving our master, whether you are the supervisor or not. Make sure you treat your employees right. I am not going to promote people who aren't doing service as to the Lord, and they are just doing things only when they are being looked at. I'm not going to promote them. As an employer, I won't promote somebody like that. Somebody says, well, how would you know? Well, I don't know how to completely explain this, but you know how people work for you. You know it. You notice when people go the extra mile. You notice when people give more than what they have been asked for. You can tell the attitude that they have. You can see the spirit of excellence. And in contrast to that, you can see a slothful or lazy spirit in people, people who don't want to work. So you see, when you have an excellent spirit, it's just like taking a cork to the bottom of the lake or the sea or a river. I guarantee that it will rise again. You cannot put it down there and hide it. It will still come up to the surface. It's like cream. It will rise to the top. When you have an excellent spirit, I tell you, whether your immediate boss or your manager or supervisor is not noticing you, I assure you that God notices you and God will find a way to promote you. He's looking to promote people. So really, the key isn't looking at the color of your skin or looking at your gender or looking at your education or ability or educational level or whatever it is that you say is keeping you from being promoted. Not at all. If you get this excellent spirit, I can guarantee you, God will see to it that some way or another, regardless of what the limitations are on you, He will promote you. You need to have an excellent spirit, my friend. You need to do things as unto the Lord and not unto men. Take the limits off God. Quit limiting Him by saying that, you know, you don't understand. I am in a dead-end job. There don't seem to be any promotion around. No, God can get you beyond that. God can open doors for you. God can do things that no man would do. If you do goodwill and you do it as to the Lord and not unto men, I tell you, God will promote you. So you see, whether you are the chief executive officer or CEO, or whether you are the lowest paid employee on the shop floor, God is your source. Make God your source and do whatever God has given you to do with your whole heart. Wholeheartedly do it. Do it with an excellent spirit and I assure you promotion will come. You see, you know the previous messages that we had, and we all know in the Bible, obviously, if you are a Christian reading your Bible, the reason why Daniel and his three friends were promoted was because they had an excellent spirit. We all need the right attitude to life. We all need an excellent spirit. So what's an excellent spirit? Here is a definition of excellent from the Oxford Dictionary. It means extremely good. It means outstanding. And from the American Heritage Dictionary, it means being of the highest, finest quality, exceptionally good, superb. That's what it means. And then with the archaic meaning, which is what was used in the Bible, in the Old King James Bible, the archaic meaning, it means surpassing our superior. So, you know, Daniel and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they rose to a position of influence in the midst of ungodly dictators. All the kings there were dictators. They were ungodly people. You know, before Nebuchadnezzar was finally humbled by the Lord, we know the story. He even built a huge golden statue to himself. And he demanded, he commanded, he instructed that everybody worshipped him, you know. He was an evil leader. So as bad as things are in our world today, I would say people aren't quite that blatant and open with their self-promotion. This was a time of dictators, you know, Daniel's time. A time of dictators. They killed any person that they wanted to. They killed any person who disagreed with them. It was a terrible situation and they were still promoted. It was an ungodly system that makes any problem that we have right now, any problem we have today, look good in comparison to Daniel's time. And yet in those bad situations, Daniel and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, all rose to the top. Why? They were in position of leadership. And why? because they had an excellent spirit. They were working as if they were working for God. You can be promoted irrespective of the circumstances you find yourself in. You can be promoted irrespective of the environment you are right now in, situations you are in. It does not matter. These are examples for us that promotion doesn't come from anybody but from God. But then it is also partly up to you and me to exhibit the excellent spirit that the Holy Spirit has put in you. So if you are a believer, don't be doing eye service, whether it's in the ministry, in the church, whether in any community or your workplace. Just do as if you are doing it for God. And I tell you, you will be promoted. But if you haven't received Christ as your Lord and Savior, then this is not even applicable to you. The first step is to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.